Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC Vic Carucci here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, and we're going to be joined in just a few moments by Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram. But first, I wanted to share something that a lot of people have been tweeting out, and I just got an opportunity to look at it here. It's an article written by Scott Fujita on FoxSports.com about this trade. And listen, Scott Fujita was in the locker room with Trent Richardson last year, and I'm going to pick it up in the middle and just kind of give you some of the key points here, but I would encourage you to seek it out. I've retweeted it so you can get it on my Twitter, at Nathan Zagura, and check it out. So this is what he said. So basically, when he heard about the trade, he was kind of stunned, and you know that he didn't just, quote, fit in. He said, "I knew there was something bigger going on there. Maybe he's just not a fit," and these are all quotes, and I'm just reading, "with what the Browns are trying to accomplish organizationally. It seems strange to say a fresh start is needed for someone who's beginning his career, but that might not be the case here. Guys get drafted all the time to places they just don't want to be. I can't speculate what's in any one person's head, but when a player enters the league wearing headphones incessantly, shows up late for treatments, and makes little effort to engage his teammates, he can quickly develop a reputation for being insular and high maintenance. It can be perceived that he isn't happy and that he's not making an effort to buy in. I've seen this happen countless times, especially in today's head down, keep things to yourself culture. Generally, you hope the player grows out of that coming into a second season, especially when there's been a complete regime change and everyone is expected to prove themselves all over again. Some players buy in and some don't. Buy in, even if it's just perceived, goes a long way. You have to be willing to show you want to be part of the team. I have no idea what took place during Thursday morning's team meeting in Berea, the first since the trade was announced the previous afternoon, but my sense tells me a message was sent loud and clear, even if nothing was spoken. No one is guaranteed a spot on this team. No one is bigger than this team. If you don't buy in, you don't belong on this team." Both teams won on this deal. The Colts got an incredibly skilled back to complement one of the best young quarterbacks in the game. And they have a coach in Chuck Pagano who has a fantastic reputation for reaching his players and getting the absolute best out of each and every man in his locker room. Their future was already bright, but their team just got better now. The Browns will be able to stockpile some high draft choices, which is one of the best ways to rebuild and establish long-term stability, especially in light of today's extremely salary cap-friendly rookie contracts. And he closes, "As a player and fan in Cleveland, I'd be incredibly frustrated with what seems like a forever rebuild. But this time, and I know this may sound crazy, I think there's reason for optimism. Allow me to repeat what I've heard so many times out of Cleveland. Just wait till next year."
Yeah, a good objective perspective from a very bright guy, Scott Fujita, not because it goes along the lines of supporting this trade. It's an inside look at the player, and Scott Fujita has absolutely no reason to, you know, have an agenda to side with the management of this football team. He retired really before he had made his mind up prior to the Super Bowl he was going to be retiring, and he had told me when he was there, and he says, "I'm going to be announcing this at some point." But bottom line is, I thought that was a thoughtful and thought-provoking piece, and I don't know how much of the stuff regarding Trent's, and I said this before, I wrote this about the education of a rookie for the Browns website and the game program for that Miami game, that he acknowledged, Trent did, that he had a lot of learning to do. And I don't know who maybe talked with him or counseled him on, you know, you got to grow up a little bit. You got to show up on time for meetings. He didn't mention treatments, but he mentioned meetings. And you get fined when you miss meetings. And coaches aren't very happy with that. And I know there was some level of frustration from Pat Shurmur. And I'm sure that there was a conversation or two with Rob Chudzinski and Trent. Not that I'm not even sure how much of that factors into, in fact, if any of it factors into what happened yesterday. People want cause and effect. Oh, he would have had a blow up with the coach, so they traded him, or he yelled at somebody. And it, no. Football decision, and you make moves like this because it's a puzzle, and you see this leading to the piece that you can fill here or there. And that's really
it,
all
it came
was
down to a first-round pick. If this was a second-round pick, Trent Richardson's playing for the Cleveland Browns this Sunday against Minnesota.
And this isn't even, you know,
discussed. We're not talking about it. We're talking about the game a lot more, probably.
Scott, but that was from Scott Fujita. Another Scott, Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram, is going to join us. He covers the Browns shortly on Cleveland Browns Daily this Football Friday edition. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.